No, I saw. Then there will be a mandatory punishment. My Rav says Rish Lakish, Asan Mamash. That this Asan over here means an issue of simply a situation of death. Even though he has Asan, if there's no situation of death, then Anoshi Anesh. Mashma, the moment that there's a situation of death, the moment the woman is killed, irrelevant as to whether there's going to be a death sentence or not a death sentence, then there would not be mamon. That's the makar of Kami Midravine. So Rish Lakish says from the pasuk itself, the word asan means a situation of death, and the punishment of money is linked into that issue. If there's no situation of death, lo ye asan, anoshi anesh. The implication is, im ye asan, if there's a situation of death, then there's no money. Irrelevant if there's a death sentence or not, that's what Rish Lakish's question was. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't learn like you. But in any case, the question, the Tosafos is bothered, how do we understand this question? Af agav de sefer dekra, there's another pasuk that comes right afterwards. Im yihyeh asan, then v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. These two psukim follow one upon the other. Over here, Tosafos asks, nefesh tachas nefesh, that's Achiyav Misa. When is there Achiyav Misa? In this case of Asan. When are we going to be Machayav Misa? Under any situation? Or only if there was what? We're always going to be Machayav Misa to a person who causes a death? Only when there was Hasra. Namely, this Asan over here is a situation of death, but it's a death penalty. It's a din. It's what the Gemara calls din asan. And this is asan mamash. Namely, Tosos is bothered, how can Rish Lakish learn a pasuk and give an interpretation to a word if the word in the very next pasuk means something different? That's Tosos is bothered. Af al pgav de sefer dekra im asan yihyeh. Hainu din asan. We're talking about a death penalty. Kidachsiv in asata nefesh. Mikom akom. In other words, Tosis over here gives two answers. One answer is Mikomakom Goyas on the previous Pasuk have a mashmare ason mamash. Now the first answer of Tosis is you can have in the Torah two psukim, one that follows immediately after the other. Both psukim use the same word, and they're gonna have two different meanings. That's one option in Tosfos. Inami imason yihye nami boila meimar davi ason mamash. That if you want to learn that the word is going to have the same meaning in both psukim, we can just set up the second pasuk like Rebbe. And what's the second answer? The first answer is in Achinami. We can have two psukim that will have two different meanings of the word asan. And the second answer is that if the second pasuk will set up like Rebbe, Rebbe holds over here, nefesh tachas nefesh means what? Not misa, but mamon, chi of demei pa'isha layorshim, that the perpetrator has to pay civil sentence of the value of the woman to the yorshim. Then over here, the din asan doesn't mean death penalty. Asan means the same as it means over here. In other words, they will have the same meaning of both psukim. So it could be that Rish Lakish, in his question, the second answer was that the second pasuk is according to Rebbe, and then asan in both psukim means the same thing. Okay, so the second answer we understand. The second answer is clear. We have machlokes in the second pasuk between Rebbe, between Rabbanan. So maybe Rish Lakish would learn the second pasuk like Rebbe. That's not the end of the world. But what's the first teretz over here? How is it so simple to say that you have two psukim in the Torah that use the same word and they're going to have two different meanings? L'chora, Tosas over here is making... Are you warm enough already? Okay, just make it more normal. Okay, Tosas over here... Yes, you're not warm yet? Okay. You read us a So we have over here two psukim that they have different meanings. The same word asan over here means a situation of death, And over here it means a punishment of death. That's so simple. But again, Tosos over here is a Lashita To. What's the whole Mahalach of that next Tosos, the long Tosos that we spent a shiur or two on? How does Tosos understand the whole din of Tana Debei Chizkiya? Is there one principle, two principles, 10 principles? How many principles are there in Tana Debei Chizkiya? Three principles we saw. Right? The Tana Chizkiya said, Shogei Kemezit, Derech Aliyah Kederech Yiriyah, Ein Miskaven Kemiskaven. What are these psukim talking about? What's this pasuk talking about? This is the pasuk of Shogei Kemezit, according to Rish Lakish. Right? This is the pasuk coming to Ravine. What's the second pasuk talking about? Ein Miskaven Kemiskaven. Namely, that even though these two psukim follow one upon the other, but within Tosus' mindset, they're talking about two totally different subjects. The subject of Chomei Midrabim Minei, Shogei Kemezit, and the concept of Eino Miskaven Kemiskaven are two different worlds. We pointed out that here you can pass in that Patur, and here you can pass in Chayev, that there's no connection between them. So if there's no connection between them in terms of subject matter, Yitachin, there's no connection between them in terms of terminology. In other words, that we're dealing over here with two different worlds. If we had learned the whole din of Tana Debei Chizkiya, that we have one principle that simply has three nafkaminas, it'd be much, much more difficult to say that within one world we're going to have such a change in terminology. But again, working within the world of Tosfos, that we have over here three totally different dinim. Shogei Kemezit, we could paskin one way. And Ein Miskaven Kemiskaven could paskin another way. That's the following Tosfos. Then this first Terutz makes more sense. Namely that you have to understand the word Ason contextually. Even if you have two psukim that follow one another, we're talking about two totally different topics. So in the topic of Shogei Kemezit, we say that the moment that there is a situation of death, irrelevant shogeg, irrelevant mezid, anoshi anesh, you're going to have a ptur for mamon. Masha'enkin, in a situation of amis kaveh, and nefesh tachas nefesh could mean a death sentence, it could mean chiyuv de meisha, etc. Here, the word asam can have a different meaning altogether. The word asam can mean a death sentence, yes?
Where in the psukim do you see an indication that they're talking about two different segments?
This is, in other words, within the psukim itself, we could not necessarily understand it without a world of Torah Sheba'al Peh. The world of Torah Sheba'al Peh is taking over is viewing the case. In other words, the pasuk that precedes all of this, Ki Natsu Shnei Anashim, two people have a fight. And the Nakfa Isha Hara, within this fight, a woman is hurt. Then we have these two principles. So one principle deals with the whole world of monetary punishment in situations of death. That's one pasuk. And another pasuk deals with the person's responsibility when he didn't intend. So again, within the Torah Sheba'al Peh, we have these two possibilities, starting with three psukim. And the first pasuk lends itself to two different principles that would be brought in Shulchan Aruch in two different places, in the Rambam in two different places, etc. Okay, that's one point. The same point I just want to just read to you inside in the third Tosus on the page. Tosus Af Make Adam Lo Techalek Bo. That's the din of Tana Debei Chizkiya. So Tosus over here repeats his thesis. If you look in the Tosfos 1, 2, 3. In the fourth line of Tosfos, about the sixth word from the end of the line, underneath where it says, Lamed Chesem Aleph, the parentheses, Hachi Yalfinan, this is what we're learning out according to Tana Debei Chizkiya. Ma makeh behema lo chilakta b'ner kasuv bo, hainu chiyuv b'chol inyan chaya, b'chol inyan chayev, just as in the world of makeh behema, when we're dealing with Adam muad le'olam. So we learn Be'olam. The Adam is always going to be Chayiv under all circumstances. Af Makeh Adam, if we're dealing with murder, Kol Inyanei Ptur Mamon Shekasuv Bo Lo Tachlok Ben Shogeg Lemezid Ben Derech Aliyah LeDerech Yerida. And then Tosfos says, but don't think this is all one principle. Rather, Shogeg lemezid hainu mamon acher v'hadei misa. We're talking about the world of kamei min derabbi minei, when you have simultaneously a chiyuv of misa and mamon coming in from left field. Derech aliyev yirida b'chol inyan lo tishkal mamona minei v'niftere k'derminu l'kama. Now we're going to learn on Daf Lamed Ches that it's irrelevant how a person killed b'shogeg. There's never going to be kofer. You're never going to be able to buy your way out of an ir miklat. O miskaven le'ein miskaven le'inyan demei isha. And miskaven le'eino miskaven, that's a different issue as to whether in a world of ein miskaven, we're dealing with death punishment, or we're dealing, according to Rebbe, with a payment for the value of the woman. But these are three different principles that are all learned out from the Tana of the Bechiskiya, from the comparison of Mazik and Rotzeach. Okay, so again, Tosis is Lushitato. Tov. Okay, so we have Tana de Bechiskiya. We have Tana de Bechiskiya that tells us that in the world of Chiyevei Misos Shogigim, that when you kill someone by accident, we apply the din of Patur Mimamon. Right? That this is Tana Debechiskiya. But our question isn't the world of Chiyevei Misos Shogigim. That, according to the Gemara, according to Tana Debechiskiya, is a given. Our question is, what about Chiyevei Malkios Shogigim? What if you have a tour, you have a din of Malkos? We have a din normally in Malkos. If you're chay of Malkos, you're potter from money, right? Ein adam lo ke umeshale. What if you're not chay of Malkos? You did an act of Malkos. You did a maisa avera of Malkos, but it was shogeg. What about the din of mamon? Are you chay of or potter mamon? So that's what we're up to currently in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Elakias Rav and Amar Chiyev Misa Shogigin Kuleyam Alav Plige De Peturin, Ki Plige B'Chiyev Malka Shogigin V'Davar Acher. Davar Acher, of course, is money. Rav Yochanan Amar Chiyev Misos Iskush Chiyev Malkios Lo Iskush. This din over here, Tana Debechiskiya, this is built on a hekesh. We have a hekesh between Mazik to Rotzeach. Rotzeach is Chiyev Misos. That's our hekesh between Mazik and Rotzeach. We don't have any hekesh to the world of Malkos. While according to Rish Lakish Amar Patur, Beferish Ribsa Torah Chiyevei Malkios Kechiyevei Misos. No, we also have this parallel halacha to the world of Chiyevei Misos Shogigim in the world of Chiyevei Malkos Shogigim, that according to Rish Lakish, we have a Patur Mimama, that you have a Ptur from the Mama. Where do we find this? That's what Gemara asks. Heichan Ribsa Torah. So Gemara gives two answers. Amar Abaye Asya Rasha Rasha. Rava Amar Asya Maka Maka. That Abaye has two psukim. We have Rasha and Rasha. And Rava has two psukim, Maka and Maka. Are these two drashas just a question over here of which words we're using, or is there something very basic that distinguishes between Abaye and Rava? No? So, what do you say?
Well, Rashi says that there's something very basic.
Rashi says there's something very, 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 very basic. Okay. Namely, that according to Abaye, we have a concept that a murderer is called a Rasha. Where is the murderer called a Rasha? In which pasuk is the murderer called a Rasha? So those of you who have a fancy Gemara probably had on the side of your Gemara. Where do we find the murderer being called a Rasha? We have in Bamidbar, right? In the parasha of murder b'shogeg, it speaks over there, lo sikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach. You're not allowed to take from him a payment that would enable him not to be sentenced. The Gemara continues, Asher hu rasha lamut. When we're dealing with a rasha, We don't take money from that Russia that he should escape whatever punishment is coming to him, be it a Chiv Misa, be it a Chiv of Golos. We don't take, so we find the word Russia is used in the world of a Rotzeach, in the world of Misa. And where is Russia used in terms of someone who is Chayev Malkos? Harasha, that we have by a person who is Chayev Malkos, he's also called a Rasha. So therefore Abaye says, we learned out Rotzeach from Mazik, we have over here a Hekesh, and we know that a person Chayev Malkos is like a Rotzeach, so we'll add another level to the Drasha. Namely, we'll take Tana de Bechizkia, that's step one. And then we have this, Russia, step two. So whatever we deem him, we apply to the Rotzeach, the Chiyuv Miso Shogigim Pater Mimamon, we will apply also to the other Russia, to the Russia of Chiyuv Malkio Shogigim, he's also going to be Pater from Mamon. That's the world according to Abaye, that we have over here, two steps. Step one is Tana de Bechizkia, that we compare a Rotzeach to a Mazik, just as a Rotzeach is always high of money, so also a Rotzeach, just as a Mazik is always high of money, a Rotzeach is always part of money. And step number two, we compare a Russia to a Russia. We compare a Chayev Malkos to a Rotzeach. We have over here two stages. However, Rava learns, no, you don't have to come on to that. Make. What is Rava over here saying? Again, you have the psukim in the side of your Gemara. Where are these psukim that Rava is quoting? In Parshas Emor, exactly before the psukim that we were talking about. We dealt with the pasuk Makei Behema Yishalmena, Umakei Adam Yumat. That's what we're talking about up to now. Tana de Bechizkia. So Rava says, go to psukim ahead of that. Sorry, just go to psukim ahead of that in Perek Kaf Dalid. After we had the parsha of the Nokeva Tashem, so the Torah says, "The ish ko yake kol." I'm sorry, "Umake nefesh behema yishalmena nefesh tachas nefesh." That if a person kills an animal, he has to pay. The ish ki yitein mumba amiso kenye aselo. And similarly, if a person punches someone else in the nose, that's a chovel hischai of malkos, kasher asa kenye aselo. That we have over here, two psukim, one after the other, that we have a comparison between a person who is mazik and a chai of malkos. Namely, you don't have to come onto two stages. First, we have a comparison between Mazik and Rotzeach, and then we compare a Chayev Malkos to Rotzeach. According to Rava, we go straight to the jugular. That over here we have Makah by Mazik, and we have Makah by Chayev Malkos. And we have a drasha parallel to Tana de Bechizkia. Tana de Bechizkia learns out from the next pasuk. Makei behema yishalmena, makei adam yumat. That's pasuk kaf aleph. Rava learns out from sukkim yud chet and yud tet. Makei nefesh behema yishalmena, v'ish ki yiten mum ba'amiso ken yiyaselo. That we have a parallel drasha. We don't have two stages over here. We have it all in one stage. Just as we learn out misa from mazik, we learn out malkos from mazik directly. Directly, not going through the chiyuvei misos. That's Rava's drasha. The Gemara was just simply bothered. Where do we find over here the word maka? Hey maka, ilem amake behem yishamen amake adam yumas haynu biktalaksiv. That maka is not referring to punching in the nose. That maka is talking about putting a bullet through the head. That's talking about death. Ela hay maka, make nefesh behem yishamen the samichlei. Ishki ten mumba amiso kasher asa ken yoselo. I, the problem is that we don't have the same terminology. Hailaf makahu. Anan hakol hakol amrina. We're not talking over here about the world of maka, the word of maka. We're talking about the concept of maka. Here we have the word of maka, makay behema, nefesh behema yishalmena. And here we have kasher ishki ten mumba amiso. If a person were to cause physical injury to someone else. How do you cause physical injury to someone else? By punching him. Via maka. So in Achanami, the Torah uses flowery language, but it has the same meaning. That's what the Gemara points out, that we have these two options of Abayi v'Rava. Tosus over here, Alatar, was bothered by two questions. He was bothered by two questions on Rava. He was bothered, why does Rava come on to a new drasha? Rasha is a drasha b'chol Torah kula. Rasha we find in Sanhedrin, we find in Baba Basra, we find in Meseches Makos. This drasha that we compare a chayav malkos to a rotzeach, the Tosas gives example after example. One example he gives, by an eight zomein. We say that by an eight zomein, when do we say that he's going to get the death punishment when he tried to frame someone with a death punishment? Ad shi yigmar hadin al piv. That Bezdin has to decide first that what these Edim said, that this framing was really enough to give the person death punishment. Yigmar hadin al piv. So also in the world of Malkios, you need ad shi yigmar hadin al piv. If they said someone who's chayev Malkos, you have the same criteria. Or another example, when do we override a death sentence? If we need a majority of one to move from chova to zchut. In the world of Malchios, also a majority of one, not a majority of two. A whole list of halachos. So why does, if we have this drasha b'chol HaTorah Kula, why does Rava ignore it? That's one question that Tosfos has. Next question Tosfos has is, what kind of drasha is this maka? Is this gzeira shava? Or is this what we call smuchin? That we have two psukim, one after the other, the Torah puts these two inyanim together in the same conceptual framework, so then there's also going to be a similar halacha. So that Tosfos asks as well. These are the two Tosfos on the bottom of the page. Rava Amar Asya maka, and Siv Ishki Yitemum. So let's start with the first one. What does Tosa say? Why does Rava disagree with this drasha? Isn't this a drasha b'chol HaTorah Kula? No. What's the difference between the world of drashos, the examples that I gave you, and our halacha over here as to whether Chiyuvei Malkos Shogegim is potter from money? When we're dealing with the punishment of Malkos per se, Gufa Malkos, we learn out the punishment of Malkos from the punishment of Rotzeach. Those are all the examples that we find B'chol HaTorah Kula. Here we're not talking about the punishment of Malkos. Here we're talking about the money that comes along with the Malkos, as to whether this money is going to be Patur even in a case where there's only theoretically Malkos, or it's only going to be Patur in a situation where there's going to be practically Malkos. But we're not talking about Malkos itself. And therefore, Rava feels that we can't use the drasha of Rasha. That's what Tosfos over here points out in Tosfos Ramaskil. Rava, just to read it, those words inside. Mm-hmm. In the middle of Tosfos, about 2, 4, 6, about 8 lines down, in the middle of the line, it says V'yesh Lomar, the Rav of Rav Yochanan Islahu b'chol Malkom Zera Shava de Rasha v'davar shu b'guf haMalkos, aval hachol inyan p'tur mamon shehu im haMalkos, and similarly quotes Gemara of Rav Yochanan later on. That's we're not talking about within the world of Rasha, and Abaye felt that Rasha is universal. And anything having to do with the world of Malkos, anything having to do with the world of Roseach, lend themselves to be compared. Okay, that's one direction. There is another direction I didn't send you to, but you know it's just a one-liner over here in the Tosfos Harash, who points out that if we're speaking about Rasha, l'chora, what are we referring to in terms of the context? Are we referring to someone who was doing this on purpose, or it happened by accident?
Mezid.
L'chora mezid. Russia is the world of Mezid. Here we're talking about Chiyuvei Malki or Shogegim. Here we're talking about Shogeg. You can't necessarily call someone who was a Shogeg a Russia. And so therefore, Rava prefers to use a Maka Maka. We're talking about the act that was done. We're not talking about the character of the protagonist. Could be that the character, maybe someone who's just very naive, innocent. He had no idea that what he was doing was an Aveira, etc. But he was a Maka. So the Maka Maka, that applies even in the world of Shogeg. Russia would seem to imply that we're dealing with something that was done on purpose, rather than a world of Shogeg. And that's why Rava moved over to the second Russia. In any case, we have two chilukim that would explain why Rava would not use the universal drasha and would come onto his own drasha. But in terms of what is Rava's drasha, so Tosus raises that the language of our Gemara implies what? What's the language of our Gemara by the Maka Maka? Elahai Maka. Maka nefesh behema yishalmena, nefesh tachas nefesh, v'samech le v'ish ki yiten mum ba'amiso. It would imply a world of smuchin, as opposed to a gzeira shava. But Tosus felt that even though we have the word samuch, you could still learn it as a gzeira shava. We have two different sets of language. Here the Torah uses the word maka, and here it says ki yiten mum ba'amiso. So this is well known. B'chol HaTorah Kula, there's a Gemara in. Where's the Gemara? There's a. I wrote it down. Okay, check where I wrote it down. Eruvin. Okay, I'm sorry. Gemara in Eruvin on Daf Nun Aleph Amad Aleph that has a that learns two psukim. By the Kohen, Uba HaKohen, and then it says Veshav HaKohen. The Kohen is going in and going out. The Gemara learns a drasha from Uba to Veshav. The Gemara says, how can you learn a Gzeira Shava from Uba Veshav? Gzeira Shava means you have the same term. These are two different words, Uba Veshav. And so the Gemara says, no. It's the same inyan that we're talking over here about the same context, the same framework of the Kohen moving from place to place. Manafkimino, he's coming or he's going, he's moving from place to place. So also over here, Maka Kiyuten Ish Mumba Amiso, we're talking about the same concept, the same act, even though the terminology is different. Okay, so it could be either of these. In terms of the differences between the nature of these drashas, so the world of Gzeira Shava requires a Kabbalah, Ish Mi Ish, it has to be something that is already you need a tradition in order to learn Gzeira Shava. Smuchin, any person, any Talmid Chacham who's part of the Masoret, the world of Masoret, can see a smuchin and come up with a comparison based on smuchin. Not all parashas in the Torah lend themselves to smuchin, etc. Okay, so that's simply technically over here. Yes?
What about the concept that we don't dash the smuchin except for the bar?
That's what I just pointed out. That, in other words, that it's machalkas in the Gemara as to whether one can learn smuchin in the other part. That's why I mentioned that. That's why Tosfos over here prefers to call it a gzera shava. But everything has its pluses and minuses. To call it a gzeira shava, we have the problem of the inexact terminology. And the Gemara over here, our girsa is samuch. But you can learn both. Okay, these are all technical details. But what we have over here, according to Rish Lakish, is that we have either two stages of a drasha, or we have a parallel Hekesh to that of Tana de Bechizkiah, just as Tana Bechizkiah compared Mazik to Ratzeach, we have two psukim earlier where we compare via the Smuchin or the Gzera Shava, Mazik to Chayivei Malkos. That just as over here, by Mazik you're always Chayiv, by Ratzeach you're always Pater, so also by Mazik you're always Chayiv, by Chayivei Mist, by Chayivei Malkos you're always Pater. That's the Shita of Rish Lakish. The problem is as follows. Gemara asks, "V'ha kiksiv b'chovel b'chaveru hu dichsiv. Just a minute. The chiyuve malchios that we're talking over here is not malchos because you were over lo sachsam shor bedisha. We're not talking about malchos because you did malacha on yontif. We're not talking about malchos because you ate chazir. We're talking about malchos because you were a chovel. But is a chovel chayev malchos? Theoretically, he's chovel malchos. He's chayev malchos because he's over an iser of pentosif. But practically, the Gemara says he's chayev mamam hachovel bechaveiro bar tashluminhu. So how can you learn that over here that we're learning a principle that every case of malchus you're always potter from mamam. Chovel is one of those exceptions where you're chayev mamam. So the Gemara says im eino inyan lahakah she yesh bo shave pruta tineu inyan lahakah she ein bo shave pruta. The Gemara says, no. Again, look at the psukim. We have over here this interface between Torah shebichsav and Torah shebaalpeh. Look at the psukim. The next pasuk, dealing pasuk yutes and yutes. The third pasuk, chaf, is shever tachas shever, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein. That's the pasuk of mamam. Kasher yitain mum ba'adam kein yinatain bo. We pointed out that beferosh ribsa Torah chovel litashlumen from the phrase of kein yinatain bo. Something is handed over from party to party. So the next pasuk is speaking about a case of payments of chabala. So kaner'eh, the previous pasuk that says ish ki yitain mum ba'amiso kasher asa ken yasalo is talking about where there's a case of chovel where there's no money, namely that you hit someone. Like sometimes you have a fender bender, right? You bump into someone, you go out of your car, he goes out of his car, forget it. In other words, there was no damage done. Sometimes you could hit someone also, no damage done, right? You're running to buy flowers Erev Shabbos, an old lady's running to buy flowers Erev Shabbos, you collide, right? You pick her up, Baruch Hashem, no damage done, dust her off, everything is fine. But you bumped into her, and Adam Muad La'olam, you should have been more careful. In other words, you should look where you're walking. So in that situation, no damage was done. So the question, if no damage was done, what are we learning out from over here that there's a tour of tashlumen? No damage was done, there's no tashlumen to talk about. So sof la ba tashlumenu. Lo tzricha de bahadei de machya, when you knock down this old lady, kara shira in delay. You tore her scarf. She is okay. No damage done to her, but her scarf was torn. So the question is, are you now chayev to pay for the scarf? So again, midine shamayim bari, you're going to pay for the scarf. But are you chayev and bezdin to pay for the scarf? So midine shamayim. Certainly you're going to pay for the scarf because you're a nice fellow. But are you chayev to pay for the scarf? Right? You say, am I chayev to pay for the scarf? So over here, since you were chovel, right? And you're basically chayev malkos, that's chayev malkos, and so the moment where chayev malkos, that patters you from money. That's what the Gemara over here is pointing out. Lo tzricha de bahadei de machye kara shira in delay. We're learning that any time that you have a chayev malkos somewhere in the background, and over here, since there is no monetary payment, you're basically chayev malkos, either was no hasra, you're not going to get it malkos, so this is chiyuvei malkiyos shogigim, that you bumped into her, there was no hasra'a, you're not chayev malkos, but you're pater from money. So this is the source that any time that chiyuvei malkos is in the picture, and you did an act that could bring about a chiyuv malkos, you're pater from mama. Okay? Yeah?
What's the definition of chovel shoshu? Is it tzuras dam? When there's a... just bumping into someone, that's already a chovel shoshu?
In other words, that we have nezek, tsar, ripui, sheves, boshas. If any of those, there are sheveprutah. It could be that you'll have a little busha, right, that the woman normally is not used to falling on the ground in front of, you know, where it's in the middle of the shuk. So it'd be boshas, even if she's fine. It could be that she has to rest. That's ripui. In other words, or she has to go to the doctor to check her out, take an x-ray. In other words, so, but if it turns out that negative, 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 that we have five negatives on the 5 points, that's we're dealing with a situation of makah she'ein ba sheva pruta. Yeah? If it was done b'mezid, right? If you on purpose, right? You wanted to get the flowers. There was one flowers left. You wanted to get it. This woman is coming, so you just sort of put out your leg, right? She falls, and you buy the flowers. Say, "Oh, I'm sorry," you pick her up, right? So in that situation, and when you stuck out your leg, someone say, "Do you realize that she trips over your leg? You're going to be chayav malchus." And you smile, or you answer, "Sure, but I need the flowers," right? And then she trips, and then you buy the flowers. That's the case that you would be chayav malchus, correct?
Yeah. You don't need any serious love or anything to be. You don't have to have the internal bleeding in order for it to be considered chova.
In the world of Shabbos, there yes, but lacholera in the world of nezikin, the moment that you caused—I mean, she, you know, caused her an injury. Just it's an injury that she recovered from. Without busha, without a doctor, without losing work, right?
I mean, just bumping into someone with no injury—that's like a shogeg, a chayvei lav in the shogeg. Just bumping into someone—that's what I'm trying. That's what's difficult for me to comprehend.
To the best of my knowledge, yes, but I will check it out. You're correct that in the world of Hilchos Shabbos, we need that there be an internal bleeding. That something has to be. You need. I think that it's really enough. In other words, that it's simply you. You know, where it's caused someone to fall, that l'chora should be enough to be called injured. But we'll check it out. Okay, in any case, so we've solved our problem.
That would be considered a chavola in terms of malchus.
Think so.
Even though nothing's wrong.
Again, no, there was, in other words, that you bumped, you caused her to, you tripped her. You tripped her, so she fell, l'chora, and you tripped her on purpose, right? And so had there been a hasra, l'chora, you would be chayev. In other words, what Menachem raises is that in the world of Shabbos, where we have a malacha called shochet, and the chovel is considered to be shochet, so just as shochet, there is a letting of blood, hu hadin, in the world of chovel, there is the concept of a letting of blood. And therefore, in the world of Shabbos, if you're talking about certain types of shratzim that you can injure without there being an internal bleeding, so then there would not be the din of chovel. But to the best of my knowledge, in terms of Adam HaChovel, I think that would be. But we'll check it out. Okay, Yemeino Inyan Lahakoa Shiyesh Bo Shave Pruta. Tosis asks, V'yim Tomar, just a minute. So you say you have over here a pasuk which is unnecessary, right? That the pasuk Chof, we learn out the din of payments. Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein, that's pasuk Chof. Kasher asa ken yinasimbo. That's a Chabalah Shiesh Bo Shave Pruta. What do we do with the Pasuk Ish ki yitein mum ba'amis o ken yosalo? That's if there is no, that is, if there is no monetary loss. But we need this Pasuk to teach us the din that Chovel b'chavero l'tashlumen. The Gemara in the beginning of Achovel was not so certain, or at least wanted to prove from the Psukim, that ayin takas ayin doesn't mean mamash. That it doesn't really mean an eye for an eye. And so one of the rayos they bring is from this pasuk. Ish ki yitein mum ba'amiso kasher asa kein ye'asa lo. That this pasuk, because it's extra, comes to teach us that we're talking over here about the world of mammon. So we need this pasuk. The answer is hachsugya ki idach tanoi da'asa. The Gemara over there has some 10 drashas. That in words that we know that Chovel is a world of Tashlumen, right? This is one of 10. Okay, so the Gemara over here, Rish Lakish, according to Rava, would learn out the other drashas. So, okay, let's continue. The Gemara then continues. Amalei Rav Chiya le Rava. Take a step back to Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. Letana Debei Chizkiya. The Amar Make Adam Umake Behema. Namely, the whole din of Tana de Bechizkiya was the fact that we have a uniformity by Make Adam. I'm sorry. The fact that we have a uniformity by Make Behema, that when you're a Mazik, you're always Chayav, so also Make Adam, you're always Patur. That's the whole din of Tana de Bechizkiya. That's the Hekesh. Mimai de Becholksiv. How do we know that this Pasuk only relates to the weekdays on which we have a uniformity, that every individual who is mazik is going to be chay of mamon, v'leko leflugei, and it's uniform, adam ur liolam, across the board, shogeg mezid, miskavin in miskavin, you're always chay of mamon, dilma b'shabbos ksiv, that self-kosof, one out of 7 days is Shabbos, de behema gufa ika leflugei, that if you were to be mazik an animal on Shabbos, makeh behema, you were to mazik an animal on Shabbos, then it would depend. If you were mazik this behema b'mezid, so you're chayev at chilul Shabbos. You'd be shochet on Shabbos, you'd be chovel on Shabbos, and you're pater from money. And if you're mazik the behema b'shogig, then you would be chayev money. So we don't have a uniformity any longer. It breaks the whole hekesh. The whole hekesh is built in the fact that when you're mazik, irrelevant of mezid or shogig, you're always going to be chayev mamon. But on Shabbos, we have a distinction between mezid, where we have kamei midrabamine, and shogeg, where there is not necessarily kamei midrabamine. So Gemara says, lo sakadaita. You can't, that is not an option to set this up on Shabbos. Why? Dichsiv. Umake behema yishalmena, umake adam yumat. We have a pasuk that deals with two situations, mazik and murder. Hechi dami. What is the situation of the pasuk? If both cases are cases of shogeg, make adam amayumas, why in the world would this person be put to a death penalty if he killed someone b'shogeg? Elapshita, you see from the words make adam yumas, we're talking about the asrube. We're talking about where there was a hasra. V'i b'shabbos make behema yishalmena. But if we're talking about the fact that there was a hasra and you were injuring an animal on Shabbos, you're pater from payment. How does the Torah say makei behema yishalmena? We have a din of kamei midrabamineh. The Torah tells us that you don't pay in a situation where you're chayav misa. Im ason yihyeh, im lo yeh ason anoshi anesh, im ason yihyeh, in a situation where there would be a chayav misa, then there would be no payment. El alav b'chol. So clearly, the moment that we have this combination in the pasuk of make behema yishalmena and make adam yumat, we must be talking about chol, between the weekdays. Only on such a weekday do we have these two punishments. And since during the course of the week, by make behema, we would not distinguish between shogeg u'mezid, so also in make adam, we won't distinguish between shogeg u'mezid. Okay. Over here, what bothered Tosfos? What was the havamina to set this up? Dilma b'Shabbos. What was the havamina to set this up on Shabbos? Hekesha lamali. What, in other words, why in the world would the Torah put these two dinim in one pasuk if there's not going to be able to be learned out one from the other? The whole din of Tanu de Bechizki is based on the fact that we have a uniqueness in the world of mazik, that it's universal, and we transfer that to the world of Retzach, that it's universal. But if we're going to set it up in Shabbos where there's no universality, there's going to be a divin shogeg u'mezid, so why bring these two dinim that have one nothing to do with the other? Makei behema is dini nezikin. Makei adam is dini rotzeach. Why put them in the same pasuk? So he answers, v'yishlamar da'asya lebein derech yirida lederech aliyah d'loshayach l'fluge gabi Shabbos. Again, Tosfos's thesis, his axiom is that Tana de Bechizkiya has three hekeshim, that we have three hekeshim. So in achinami, maybe two of them will fall off, but one of them will still exist. That in the world of makei behema, it's irrelevant, derech aliyah, derech yirida. So also in the world of makei adam, that distinction is irrelevant. That distinction has nothing to do with Shabbos or Chol. That's a question over here in terms of the world of Gavos, and therefore we would still have a hekesh. It would be a limited hekesh, but it would still be a hekesh. So that won't knock off the havamin of our Gemara. And we theoretically, had it not been for other reasons, we could have learned that we're dealing with Shabbos. El alav b'chol, in the world of chol, here we have a situation of a uniformity, a universality, that we learn out one from the other. So Tosfos was bothered, you could set up cases where you're not going to have a universality. We could set up cases where there's only a partial hasra, not a total hasra, etc. Tosfos says, doesn't make a difference. As long as we could have a universality, we could set it up as a case where you have a total hasra'ah, or we could set it up as a case where in the world of makkah we have a uniformity. That's all that you need. Just need one point of interaction, one point of parallelism between the two worlds. That's enough to set up a hekesh. Okay, all of these are very, very technical issues. That's why I'm trying to deal with them relatively quickly. because I would like to get to things that are not as technical, but of course they're important that we should simply know how to read the Gemara. Okay. At this point, the Gemara now takes a deep breath and says, just a minute. In other words, we have to remember where we began. Namely, sometimes you have a sugya like over here that goes over four dapim, or three and a half, four dapim, and you sort of forget, like, how do we get into this in the first place? And so what we're trying to do is explain our Mishnah. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to explain our Mishnah according to someone. Who is the Tana who is the author of our Mishnah of Elu Na'aros She'yesh Lehem Knas? That's our Mishnah back on Daf Kaf Tes Amid Aleph. And our Mishnah continues until Daf Lamed Vav. We have Reisha of the Mishnah. We have a Mitzias of the Mishnah. We have a Seif of the Mishnah. We want a Tana that will be able to explain our Mishnah. And so, if you will remember, we gave various options. First, we asked a question. If you hold that Ein Adam Loko Meshalim, how do you have two Mishnayos? One of them speaking about Malkos, one is speaking about Mammon. Ein Adam Loko Meshalim. So we had Ula, who set up our Mishnah that whenever you, I'm just reviewing, okay? Whenever you have Malkos and Tashlumen on the table, what does Ula say? That you have Tashlumen. So our Mishnah is fine. What do we do with the Mishnah in Malkos? Oh, that's a case of a Shota and an Ones and a, you know, we set up an Ukimta where there is no Tashlumen, all the Tashlumens fall off, and then in that the Shota, the Mafuta, Vachule, there you get Malkos. Ula, however, Rav Yochanan didn't like Ula because he says it's wrong. When you have two on the table, you always get Malkos. So what do you do with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Tashlumen. What about Malkos? Lo Asrubei. There was no Hasra. That was Rav Yochanan's solution. Rish Lakish says, no, our Mishnah is even, it can't be a case of no Hasra. In the case of no Hasra, according to Rish Lakish, there is no payment. Chiyavei Malki Yishogim, there's no payment. What then do we do with our Mishnah? It goes according to Rav Meir. Loke Umeshavan. That's where we were holding. But then Rabbah went ahead and said that Rav Meir has a unique exception to the rule. Classically, Kami Midu Rabbah Minei knocks off all Chiyuvei Mamon, but according to Rabbah, Knas is going to still be on the table. Doesn't knock off Knas. Knas by its nature is a fine. It goes, even if there's a Chiyuv Misa, there's still going to be a Knas. That was Rabbah's Ocha. So here, that's what our Gemara was bothered by. Amar Rapapa L'Abaye. L'Rabba da'amar chidush u'shechidsha Torah b'knas af agav the miktol meshalem mas nisen keman mukim la. Why? Okay, so here, let's make a chart. Which I'm sure you all did when you learned, because otherwise how are you going to keep everything in mind? It gets very complicated. So everyone made a chart, right? So we all make a chart that we have our Mishnah. How many categories of women are dealt with in our Mishnah who are problematic women in terms of rape and seduction? Problematic to rape and seduce any woman, right? It's an Isser of the Torah. But that we have unique issues of, that the Mishnah has to teach us the halacha of three types of women. We have the Mamzeres, the Chula. And then we have Vachoso, Vachula. And then we have Bito, Vachula. What are these three categories of women? The Mamzeres is? Chiyuvei Lavin. And the Achoso? Chiyuvei Karis. And the Bito? Chiyuvei Misas Bez. What is the halacha? Someone rapes or seduces one of these three women. Chiyuvei Lavim, I mean over here, then we have Chiyuvei Malkos. Right? We have over here Malkos, Kares, and Misas Besdin. So, the Mishnah paskins in these three cases, that what's the halacha if a person were to rape or seduce a Mamzeres? Mishalem. If you were to rape or seduce a sister, Mishalem. And if you were to rape and seduce his daughter, Patur, Mishalem. Okay? So the question is, who does this go like? Who could this go like? Well, we have Rav Meir, and we have Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, and we have a new player in the field who we haven't seen yet, but assuming that everyone at one point in summer camp made a siyum of Maseches Makos, so we now have also Rav Yitzchak, who is brought in Makos, and this is what our Gemara is talking about. There is an elephant in the room. Who is the elephant in the room who our Gemara is not talking about, but L'chora we have to talk about? Rabbanan. Right? Here we have three Deos Yechidim. Right? Rav Meir, we don't pass like. Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, we don't pass like. Rav Yitzchak, we don't pass like. Why did the Gemara ask, who does our Mishnah go like? What about Rabbanan? So let's put this over here. Who asked this question of why our Gemara is not Rabbanan? Tosfos asked the question. Okay? So let's just see what would be the din in our Mishnah according to these various deot. And again, this is the question that Rav Papa asks on, he asks Abaye, right? Abaye was Rav Papa's Rebbe. He asks, L'Rabba, your Rebbe, right? Your Rebbe Abaye. How did he learn our Mishnah? How did Rabba learn our Mishnah? What is the issue? Let's take Rav Meir. Rav Meir, does this psak work out that if a person were to be ones or mefata achiyuvei malkos that he would pay money? Sure, because Rav Meir's din is loke umishalim. That's his principle. So the fact that over here we pay money, that's fine. And the head of the Mishnah in Makos that you get malkos, that's also fine. Right? They're both right. Loke umishalim. So according to Rav Meir, this is fine. What about the fact that by achoso we pay money? Also. Loko Mishalei? Fine. Problem is, over here, according to Rabba, this is what Rav Papa is asking, Rabba told us that Rav Meir, even though normally holds Loko Mishalei, leaving aside Loko Mishalei, even though classically the din of Kamei Midrabba Minei, Bachiyav Emisos Bezdin, but to what doesn't it apply according to Rav Meir? Knas. So over here, Rav Meir should say, Chayav l'shalem knas. Even though this is chiyav emisos bezdin, this is problematic. So our Mishnah l'chora can't go according to Rav Meir, according to Rabba. So let's take Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, we only know he talks about one halacha, right? But let's see. Okay, let's fill in what we do know, and then we'll see how the Rishonim learn. What is Rav Nechunya ben Hakana? What is his issue in our Mishnah over here? What's his principle? That whenever you have kares, there is no payment. That's Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. That whenever there's kares, there's no payment. So over here by Achoso, there's kares. Our Mishnah says Meshalem. Over here, Rav Nechunya says that in the world of kares, we say Kam Leim Min D'Rabba Minay. We have Gzera Shava, Asan Asan. That Misas Bezdin is called Asan, Kares is called Asan. So we have Asan Asan, or we had, that was Abaye's Drasha, right? And we had another Drasha according to Rava, right? From the world of Molech, right? We also had a Drasha in terms of Kamei Drami. In any case, this is the problem according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, L'chora over here, would agree that you're Pator, Kamei Midrami, over here, we'll see Rashi and Tosos fit in. Okay. But in terms of the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak, I said he's a new player. Rav Yitzchak holds that classically, that whenever you have Malkos and Tashlumen, then we have a din of Tashlumen. Like Rav Yochanan. Ein adam loku mishalim, but you pay. And Rav Yitzchak holds, this is one din that he holds, and he holds a unique halacha that when there's kares, ain't malkos. There's no malkos in the world of kares. Right? Okay, so over here, in the case of mamzeres, what would be the halacha according to Rav Yitzchak? You have Malkos, so you pay, right? Tashlumen. So this is fine. In the case of Kares, there is no tashlum. Right? In the case, in the case of Karis, there's no Malkos. If there's...
Because the first case, you...
So
they got
to
get
it.
The problem.
Zero is
the problem
because
you should get Malkus, not
Tashlum. Rav Yitzchak holds like Kuhlman. Sorry, you're right. Mm-hmm. 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 You have nothing anyway. Ikar Rav Yitzchak took Mavseres Malkus. En chi vekrisus b'chal Malkus. Les lehai de'elu in alok en abo al achoso. Or Mishim Hachi Chayavim B'Tashlumin doesn't hold that Mishnah. Kashim Amzeres the Hakol Modim Shehu B'Malkos. I'm sorry. Thank you. Who is this new player, Rav Yitzchak? So Rashi says, Ikar Rav Yitzchak, and the Rashi, three lines into the wide lines, Tukma, if you want to set up a Rav Yitzchak, the Amar B'Mesechus Makos, Ein Chiyuve Krisus Bichlal Malkos Arboim, that when you're Chayev Krisos, there's no din of Malkos. V'lesle Hay Elohen Halokin Haba Al Achoso. So in the case of Baal Achoso, there is Kares. When there's Kares, there's no Malkos. And when there's no, and the Mishnah in Makos says that there is Malkos in Baal Achoso, so Rav Yitzchak disagrees with that Mishnah. Umishum hachi chayavin b'tashlumin. So over here, Rav Yitzchak would agree to the world of Kamlein and Rabbinay. This is fine. Rav Yitzchak would agree that in the world of Achoso, there is Mishalein. Because that's the only thing that's on the table. There's no kares on the table. This is fine. However, according to Rav Yitzchak, just reading the next Rashi, Kashim Mamzeres, the Hakol Modim Shehu B'Malkos, the Katani Is Laknas.
We're back to square one. The original question of the Gemara.
The original question of the Gemara that if we have Malkos. According to Yitzchak, when you have Malkos, then there's no tashlum. Eino namloke u'meshalem. When you have Malkos, like Rav Yochanan. Okay, I'm sorry. That was my mistake. Okay. So Rav Yitzchak says that in a case of Kares, there is no Malkos. Kares, there's no Malkos. And Rav Yitzchak holds, in general, that Ein loke umeshalem rak loke. You don't have two punishments, you only have Malkos. So over here, this would be loke. The world of Mamzeres would be loke. So that's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Meshalem. So our Mishnah is problematic across the board. We can't learn like Rav Meir because we have a problem with the Seifa. We can't learn like Rav Nachman or Rav Nechunya ben Akana. We have a problem with the Nitziyasa. We can't learn like Rav Yitzchak. We have a problem with the Reisha. We have the problem with the Reisha. So how does Rava learn our Mishnah? Right? That's what our Gemara was bothered by. Yes?
I just want to understand the case of Vito. Why would Rav Yitzchak say that?
Because everyone agrees in Chiyuvei Misos Bezdin that we have a din of Kamei Midrabbanei that removes money. Kamei Midrabbanei applies to everyone except for Rav Meir. That's the chiddush of Rav Meir, that in the world of Knas, there's no Kamei Midrabbanei. That's the chiddush of Rav Meir. But everyone else says that Kamei Midrabbanei morid Knas. It's posted from Knas. So according to everyone, this would work out. So just, we have over here something which is missing that we'll have to fill in. So we'll fill that in a moment. And then we have Rabbanan. So if we were to ask, what's the din according to Rabbanan? And again, over here, In other words, we have the issue. This is where, again as Anna mentioned a minute ago, this is where we began. That according to Rabbanan, Ein Loke U'Meshalem, so we generally understand that we are talking about that, but rather Loke. So over here, this should be Loke. This is a problem according to Rabbanan. And in the world of Achosa, where you're Chayev Kares, so classically, when you're Chayev Kares, there's also Malkos. So again, Loke, we have a double problem. Vito is fine. So Rabbanan would be out for two reasons. So that would, in other words, so the Tosas asked the question, why weren't Rabbanan mentioned? Why weren't they brought in? So Tosas says, because we have over here the same kasha, we have a Rav Yitzchak, we have a Rabbanan, plus another kasha. We have a double whammy with Rabbanan. There's no reason to bring in Rabbanan if already we said we can't work with Rav Yitzchak, Kavachomer, we can't work with Rabbanan. That's where Rabbanan was left out. There is over here in the margin of the Gemara, Tosas Yeshanim, the last four lines of the last seven lines of the Tosas Yeshanim, V'had lo ko'amar ikar Rabbanan, kashya achosa mishum di'ikar kushya kfar hiksha Rabbanan le'el. We started off the sugi with this in the Flamed Aleph Med Beis. V'kaimel anein loku mishalem, l'kach lo chazar v'hiksha. So that's why the Gemara didn't ask again. Okay, so this is the question on Rabbah. How does he set up the mission? Doesn't work out like Rav Meir, doesn't work out like Rav Tikuni Ben Akana, doesn't work out like Rav Yitzchak, and doesn't appear to work out like Rabbanan, certainly. So this is the question of the Gemara. So just to read it inside, Amalei Rav Papa Labaye, Le Rabbah Damar Chidushu Shechid Shatar B'Knas, Afagav the Miktal Meshalem, Mas Nisan Kaman Mukim La. Namely, had Rabbah not been Mechadish, this Halach and Rav Meir, we could have set up our mission like Rav Meir. But once Rabbah said this, so Kaman Mukim La, E Rav Meir Kasha Bito, even the Chunya Ben Akana Kasha Achosa, E Rav Yitzla Kasha Mamzeris. Okay, this was what bothered the Gemara. Okay, so before we see the answer of the Gemara, we're just missing over here, what does Rav Nechunya ben Akona hold in a world of Chiyuvei Malkos? So this bothered Rashi and Tosfos, and Rashi says, in the thin lines, about seven lines from the end of the thin lines, Yirmasul Iker Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. I'm sorry for spending so much time on technical details, but again, just have to read the Gemara. Iker Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, De Islei Name Loke U'Meshalem K'Rav Meir. In other words, don't think Rav Meir is the only one who holds Loke U'Meshalem. Rav Nechunya ben Hakana must hold also Loke U'Meshalem. Okay, so over here, Loke U'Meshalem.
Unless there's Karis, right?
Unless there's Karis, right. Loke U'Meshalem, so the Meshalem over here would be fine. How did Rashi know that? So Rashi explains, Mida Amar, if you remember, where did we first meet Rav Nechunya ben Hakana? Way back on Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and over there he used the phrase, Yom Kippurim Keshabbos, that Yom Kippur, where there is a chi of kares, is like Shabbos, where there's a chi of Misa. Yom Kippur, hu pater mitashlumin, mishum kares, de isbe. And then gzera shabba de asan asa. But don't forget, Yom Kippur also has Malkos. In other words, where there's a chi of kares, is always Malkos. So why did Rav Nechunya Kana say, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos? In other words, that when you have kares, there is no money. Also, when you have Malkos, there is no money. That didn't bother Rav Nechunya ben Akana. Mishum lavu Malkos to Isbei, lo patar. Had there only been Malkos on Yom Kippur, you would have had to pay. It's only because Yom Kippur has kares at your patar. So we see that Rav Nechunya ben Akana holds that Loke U'Meshalem, that Malkos does not remove Chiyuv Mamon, only Kares removes. Umas Nisen Name Disle Loke U'Meshalem Didehu. So on this level, we could set up the ratio of the Mishnah like Rav Nechunya ben Akana, Meis U'Meshalem Les Leafilu Knas, the Seifa is fine, the ratio is fine, the Seifa is fine, the problem is the Mitziyasa, the middle case, the world of Kares, Kashya Achoso. That's the way that Rashi learns. Tosfos Dibur Hamaschil, Ikarav Nechunya ben Hakon Akasha Achoso, Lomatsi Lamemar Kasha Mamzeres Vi Achoso. We don't have a problem according to the Nibikon on the Resha, Mamzeres, and the Mitziyasa. Dal Korchach, it must be Karev Meir Sphirali. How did Tosus know that? Midanokat Yom Kippur Kishabas. He starts off like Rashi, but he brings in a knech. Havali Lamemar, had he not held like Rav Meir, he could have said Yom Tov Kishabas. V'kol Sheken Yom HaKippurim. That on Yom Tov, we have a case where there's Malkos and no Kares. Namely, we have over here three levels. Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Shabbos. Yom Tov, Yerchayev Malkos, there's a lav of doing Malacha, but there's no Kares. Yom Kippur, we have a lav of doing Malacha and Kares. Shabbos, we have a Chiyuv Misa. Three levels. So the fact that Rav Nechunya ben Hakana only compared Yom Kippur to Shabbos, where there's Kares, and he didn't compare Yom Tov to Shabbos, where there is Malkos, Vadai Sfirule, so that either he holds like Rav Meir, Damar Loko, Meshalei, that's what she learned, oh, Karav Yitzchak, maybe held like Rav Yitzchak, Damar Ein Malkos B'chiyuvei Krisus, that there is no Malkos in Yom Kippur, and that's why he brought in Yom Kippur as opposed to Yom Tov. L'fikach onakat Yom Tov to minelavi shaminan Yom Kippur de'ein bo malkos. But in any case, v'kevan, so since clearly Rav Nechunya ben Hakana is not like Rabban, and he could either be like Rav Yitzchak or Rav Meir, that's why there's no kashya from Rav Nechunya ben Hakana over here on the Risha. In any case, the Rashi in Tosfos, Rashi and according to Rashi, Loku Mashalim, this is, according to Rashi, borrowed the sheet of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. According to Tosfos, maybe he holds Loku Mashalim, or maybe he holds like Rav Yitzchak. That's an open question according to Tosfos. Again, Rashi's Medayeg for the fact that he says Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos, because on Yom Kippur you have Kares. Why didn't he say, because on Yom Kippur you have Malkos? Ah, Loku Mashalim. Tosfos is Medayeg in the fact that he said Yom Kippur and not Yom Tov. Had he said Yom Tov, it would have been clear that he held that Ein Adam Loku Mashalim. But the fact that he says Yom Kippur, so on Yom Tov, either this is an Inyan of Loku Mashalim like Rav Meir, or he mentioned Yom Kippur because he holds like Rav Yitzchak. So according to Tosfos, maybe, not necessarily, but according to Rashi, Vadai. Okay, this is what we have over here in the overall picture of the question. Yes?
Why do we assume Mishalim is Loka and not like Ula?
Okay, so excellent. Okay, so the Gemara now says, really, this whole question over here is based on the fact that we are viewing this whole picture through the eyes of Rish Lakish. We are viewing all of this through the eyes of Rish Lakish. That's why we have this whole series of questions, and that's why the Gemara says, stop viewing things through the eyes of Rish Lakish. We have three Amoraim who deal with our Mishnah. Ula, Rav Yochanan, and Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, we're here in a quandary. We don't work out according to Rav Meir, don't work out according to Rav Nechunya ben Hakana, don't work out according to Rav Yitzchak, or according to Rabbanan. But there's an alternative approach. There's an alternative approach to Rish Lakish. And that's what the Gemara says, Ela, Al Korchach ki Rav Yochanan Sfirale. Al Korchach ki Rav Yochanan, or it starts off, Han Yichay Savale ki Rav Yochanan, Nami Mitaritz ki Rav Yochanan, Yisavale ki Rish Lakish Hethi Mitaritz, Al Korchach ki Rav Yochanan Sfirale. Namely, that if we'll just put Rav Yochanan into the picture, everything will work out. According to whom? Which time? Rav Yochanan is an Amora. Rav Yochanan would allow our Mishnah to work according to whom? According to Rabbanan, right? The Rav Yochanan says that ein loko meshalim but loke when hisruvo. So this will set up as a world of lo hisru meshalim. This will set up as a world of lo hisru, and then meshalim, and then kamei drama. Namely, if we'll just put Rav Yochanan into the equation, everything is fine. Rish Lakish says there's no difference between Lo Hisru and Hisru. Chiyuvei Malko Shogegim are patur. We can't plug in Lo Hisru according to Rish Lakish. But according to Rav Yochanan, we can plug in Lo Hisru. That's what the Gemara points out. Okay? That Rav Yochanan is an option. What over here is missing in our Gemara? Ula. Why didn't our Gemara bring in Ula? Okay, now it's again, if we're looking at all the options, so we have over here 1, 2, 3, 4 options of Tanoim. According to Rav Rish Lakish, nothing works out according to these four options. According to Rav Yochanan, we can learn our Mishnah like Rabbanan, which is great, because we pass like Rabbanan. Isn't it wonderful to set up our Mishnah like Rabbanan? Everything is fine. But we have another option as well, where the Gemara began. The Gemara began not with Rav Yochanan, not with Rish Lakish, but with Ula. Ula held that whenever we have on the table Malkos and Tashlumin, what is the din? Tashlumin. So therefore over here, Meshalek. Therefore over here, Meshalek. Therefore over here, Pater Milsham. Everything is fine and good. That's Tosus was bothered by this question. So look in Tosus, your Maskel Ikarav Yitzchak. Is that what he has it? No, the previous Tosus. Just 1 second. Somewhere in Tosfos. Tosfos here, Maskel Masnisim. That first Tosfos. We have the star in Tosfos, where the Tosfos Yishanim comes off on the side. V'nired the Rav Papa afilu savar k'Rish Lakish matzi l'shnuyei k'ula. To parash this. L'chara Ula would also help us. So why is the Gemara go straight to Rav Yochanan? But Rav Papa asked his Rebbe Abaye, Eloga Abaye Parech Shapir, the Lesle L'Ula. If you recall, the Gemara asked, what's the source of Ula? How did Ula know that when you have Malkos and Tashlumen on the table, you have Tashlumen? Because he learned it out from Ovel, with the Gzera Shav of Tachas Tachas. V'hamuki le'el Tachas l'drasha achrise. But Abaye took that drasha and learned it for something else. Therefore, Abaye was stuck. Abaye couldn't learn like Rish Lakish, because you get stuck all over the place. Abaye couldn't learn like Ula, because he disagrees with Ula. The whole source of Ula is Tachas Tachas. So Abaye has to learn like Rav Yochanan. But really, within our Mishnah, we have, in other words, bottom line is, if we put everything together, we really in our Mishnah have three options. We could learn our Mishnah like Ula, and then everything is fine. We can learn a Mishnah like Rav Yochanan, and then everything is fine. We can learn a Mishnah even like Rish Lakish, and simply disagree with Rabbah. We could say that really our Mishnah is like Rish Lakish, like Rav Meir, Loka Meshai, Loka Meshalein, without this unique Chiddush Chiddushat Torah of Knas, and then Rish Lakish also could learn our Mishnah. But we can't have a combination of Rabbah and Rish Lakish. Rabbah and Rish Lakish, that would not go. That's what, you know, so our Papa asked Rabbah, how are you going to learn the Mishnah? Rabbah can't learn the Mishnah like Rish Lakish, but we can learn the Mishnah like Rish Lakish. Okay? Rabbah can't because he has this unique halacha that Kami Midrabi doesn't help in terms of Knas. Okay, I didn't get to where I wanted to get to today. I got almost there, okay? Where we have to discuss is the world of Svara. But to the world of Svara, we need one more Nakuda, and that's what the Rishonim talk about. All the Rishonim and our Sugya were bothered by one point. After viewing everything we said, they were bothered by this box. This box. The reason we didn't set up our Mishnah like Rav Nechunya ben Hakana is because of this box. So they asked, just a minute, what if we would set up our Mishnah in a case of Shogeg? What if we were to set up our Mishnah in a case of Chiyuvei Krisos Shogegin? There, Lechora, we would not have the din of Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. He says that when you actually have Kares, that knocks off payment. But what if you wouldn't actually have Kares because you were a Shogeg? Then we could say Meshalem and everything would be fine. The question is that true? So this is something we already saw twice. We're going to see it now for the third time. We saw it on the Lamed Amud Aleph when we dealt with Tosfos and Rashi in the world of Lafuke Mi Rav Nechunya ben Hakana. Is this talking about the Mishnah Rav Chisda? And we said Rashi is Lishitasa and Tosfos is Lishitasa. We saw it on the Lamed Amud Beis when we had the Tosfos of eating chametz of Truma on Pesach. Are you Chayiv? Are you Potter? And we're going to see it here for the third time. But here we're going to see it a little more fleshed out. So that's why I sent you to the Baal HaMaor. He's the one who raises the issue and shoots it down. In next to the Baal HaMaor, you have the Milchamos of the Ramban. The Ramban begins by quoting a Ravid. There is, in other words, if you want to look in the Ravid itself, there is a sefer called Kosov Shom, which is not in our Talmud Bavli in the back. It's not in the in the Vilna editions of the Talmud Bavli. The Ravid wrote Hasagos on the Baal HaMaor. He begins every Hasaga with the word Kosov Shom. The Baal HaMaor wrote there. Right. So someone put together. There was a Rav Chisdai. In other words, when I was your age, not Alex's age, right? When I was the age of the rest of you. So this was mimeographed. There was a mimeographed Kosov Shom. There was Rav Chisdai who found the Ksav Yad and he mimeographed it. Now it's already a book. Okay, it's a sefer in the Beis Medrash called Kosov Shom. But for our purposes, the Ramban quotes the Kosov Shom. So we'll just see it through the eyes of the Ramban. So both the Ravid and the Ramban have Hasagos on the Baal HaMaor. So see the Baal HaMaor, see the Ramban who quotes the Ravid and who has Hasagos, and then recall that we said that all of their dealings are really a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos, whoever your notes, in Psachim and Daf Kaftes. But what is new over here, and where we'll get involved in the lumdus of the matter, is the Ra'ah. I sent you to a Ra'ah in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Ra'ah makes an equation which is, wow, like, boom, where did that come out of? Namely, we're going to see a machlokas between the Baal HaMaor and Tosfos on one hand, and the Ravid, and the Ramban, and the Rashi on the other hand, and the Ra'ah is going to come and say that they're both right, depending upon X or Y. He's going to give a factor. If you hold this factor, they're right. So that factor, they're... So what we're going to try and do is understand the Ra'ah. That's where we're going to begin, okay? But to get to this, we had to do everything they were doing today. So so at least we got there, okay? So B'li Neder on Yom Revi'i, look over. If you have any questions, I'm sorry for doing things outside rather than inside. But this is a lot of technical issues in our daf. But now we want to deal with something more mahuti. Okay, so what we'll begin with is simply an overview of what we've seen up to this point, and then move over to this machlokas. Okay?
This was the accordion too, although they have, although Rashi's name is Rashi, which is the Chavra, makes a lot of sense.
No, but the Rashi could be.